Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
I was reading an article about puppy mills, and this particular article was out of the Chicago area. And I don't know what the situation is in Texas, but in Chicago, apparently, and in Illinois, there have been a number of laws enacted recently, more or less trying to put the puppy mills out of business, making it very, very difficult for pet stores to buy dogs or cats, dogs in particular, I guess dogs, if we're talking about puppy mills, from those types of organizations. So what's your experience with this, and what are your observations about that situation as it exists in Northeast Texas in particular?
Yeah, so Northeast Texas, I think we could learn a lot from what they're doing. I mean, California just passed a law that where they're the same way. Like, pet stores now are not able to sell puppy mill dogs. They're only allowed to take animals from shelter situations. Mm-hmm. So I wish we would do that. I mean, it may be an unpopular opinion, but you know, places like Canton and online ordering of animals, and it's just, it's a nightmare because people don't really know what they're getting. They don't see where these animals are coming from. And I understand it's like that at the shelter too, but you just have this adding to the pet overpopulation crisis, and it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, you said in some cases in California that the pet stores sell dogs or cats that they take from shelters?
Yeah, that's the new law is that they have to, and hopefully I'm not butchering this, but from what I understand now, they have to be adoptable pets, so pets from shelters.
Huh.
So instead of selling animals from puppy mills and breeders, they're actually required to just do adoptions, which I think is great. And a lot of the really reputable pet stores right now, like Petco and PetSmart, they will only have adoptable dogs and cats in there.
How do you then, if you want to buy a purebred dog, so-called, do you go about that?
That's a really good topic, too, because people think because I'm really into rescue that I'm just super anti-breeder. But, you know, in reality, there are really good breeders out there.
Sure.
That are very responsible, that breed the best of the breed and help showcase the breed. And the issue is that you just have to find those people. So, you know, I'm the same way. If I want a horse tomorrow, then I want a horse tomorrow. You know, I'm going to get a horse. But really, the reality is, and that's what pet stores are, they're just these impulse buys. You're there, you see this cute little bulldog puppy, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's $4,000, who cares, it's so cute. And so that is kind of the issue, and that it will force people to do their research and to find a breeder and to hopefully go to their home and see where their dog is coming from and meet the parents, and just do more research. And hopefully, instead of just saying, you know, people, that article was saying a lot of people are saying, well, you know, this is just cutting down on breeders and just, you know, disciplining them. And it's not. I mean, it's hopefully that the breeders that are responsible will shine and the puppy mills will disappear.
I read in that article that breeders can be licensed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yes, they do. And that is a touchy situation.
Oh, is it?
Because that article is essentially saying, like, well, these puppy mills are, you know, registered with the USDA, so they've been through checks and balances, and they're good. And it's so easy to get certification.
I see. So in some cases, just the fact that it's licensed by the USDA is not necessarily an indication that they're doing things the way they ought to do them. Would you say?
Absolutely not. I mean, because those are pre-scheduled visits.
So what's if somebody is wanting to be responsible and all as far as buying the dog, is there a good way to check out the breeders to see if they're doing things right?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, most of it is word of mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's what's tough is, like, there's breeds that are really hard to get a hold of, and you really just, I would recommend that, one, they talk to their veterinarian about that breed, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes to me and says, yeah, I run 5Ks, and I'm actually training for a half marathon, and I'm thinking of getting an English bulldog because they're so cute and they're squishy, then we have a serious conversation about why that breed is probably not appropriate for them. It will never jog. It will never go outside in the heat. You know, I mean, so you need to do your research and talk to people about the breed, and your veterinarian probably also has resources for breeders of a specific breed that they know have healthy dogs because they're the ones that treat those dogs, you know?
Yeah, interesting. So. Okay, well, as always, I've learned a lot talking to you.
And I'm telling you, the biggest pitfall, too, is buying puppies online. It happens every day of the week.
Is
and if
right?
you cannot see where that puppy came from, if somebody's not willing to let you come to the place where that puppy lives or where it's bred, be very wary.
Okay.
That's the biggest red flag right there for me.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again today.
You are welcome.
Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.